Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, you know, we're always looking for people who are actually living the principles and who are out there making a difference. We've been sharing some of the experience I had last Friday at the 2024 Kindness Summit. I know we've talked about Utah as a crossroads to the West. We've talked about crossroads to the world. You may not have known it's also becoming known as the Crossroads of Kindness. It was an extraordinary event up at the University of Utah. Of course, Khosrow Semnani and the Semnani Family Foundation driving just an amazing thing. And one of the things I love about events like that is the bumpability factor. It's who you run into. It's who you get to know. And one of those that I bumped into who is out there making a difference. So excited to share this story with you today. So just wherever you are, just sit down, just soak this one in. Michelle West is the founder of Friends on the Spectrum and was part of the Kindness Summit up there at the University of Utah last week. One, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming into the studio. And give us first your first pass on the Kindness Summit last week.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Boyd, so much for having us today. Super excited to be here. I really loved the Kindness Summit. So being in corporate life for 20 years, I've been to plenty of summits. This one, I tell you what, every single speaker was able to share the ways that they essentially have been able to make kindness a career, yeah. Like their way of life. Mm. And that really resonated with me. You know, just all of the busy and hubbub of getting a nonprofit set up. You feel like you're hanging by a thread sometimes. And I tell you, that day, I immersed myself in just feeling the energy that was there, was able to connect with incredible people like you, who genuinely the best MC ever. There was some really meaningful things and experiences that you shared. But also just to be able to meet others that are in this work, Khosrow Semnani, what an amazingly genuine guy. Like you can just feel...
Just a difference
maker. Yeah. So it was incredible. Super grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, it was so good. It really is, as we're going through the day, it really is a way of being, and it's a way of seeing. And often we don't see those opportunities to make a difference. And sometimes we don't see those in our lives and in our community. Who we can be part of that kindness factor and make a difference. And you're a seer, you have seen our friends on the spectrum in a unique way. Tell us the origin story of that.
Absolutely. So I quit my job of 20 years in the corporate world, took this leap. Essentially, it started with my son. So our youngest son, Lucas, was diagnosed with autism when he was nearly 3. He's now 11. Mm. And, you know, when you get that diagnosis as a parent, you are grappling with understanding what does this mean for him? What does this mean for his future? Will he be able to go to school? Will he be able to speak? Our son didn't start saying words until he was 5, right? And so it's a very difficult journey that oftentimes your loved ones don't really understand it enough to really be able to kind of dig in and be present with my son and to give that support. So Friends on the Spectrum, super, super important to us because as we see Lucas continue to grow and he wants friends, he wants, you know, that social connectivity. It's difficult when you have a special needs child. You know, typically their classes have maybe 10 to 12 children, and oftentimes those children are pulled within a large area in the community, so it's not like they're in the neighborhood.
Right.
And then, you know, based on, you know, some of the gaps that he has in communicating things that are tough. We don't have a ton of faith in just allowing Lucas to run on over to the neighbor's house like we did with our neurotypical children, right? There's just a level of concern and, you know, a need or an obligation to protect them more than most. And so it's kind of heartbreaking. I've got two older kids. They're 16 and 14. That was my son's friend source when he was little, right? Mm-hmm. He kind of tag along as they played like children do.
Yeah.
And now they're teenagers and they're dating and driving. And, you know, Lucas is stuck at home with old mom and old dad. And he's like, what are we going to do? And, you know, Clay and I, we're trying to rally. We're trying to create some fun for him. But it just becomes more and more heartbreaking about what does the future look like for him? You know, we know these kids get more and more isolated as they get older.
Yeah, I think that's such a big thing. The isolation, I think, is everything for all of us.
Right.
But especially for someone on the spectrum, I think that's such a powerful thing. And so
right.
you saw that, you were experiencing that, and
right.
then you did what all great individuals and leaders and people who get it do. You jumped into that parentheses of the crazy idea.
Right.
And you created a space where our friends on the spectrum could gather and connect, and that their parents could get the kind of resources they need as well.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, growing up, I had an older brother, and both, you know, and my parents as well would say, hey, if you think something should be done, if not you, then who? And so that continued to just ring in my mind for, years until finally my husband Clay and I, who is just my right-hand guy in all of this and supports me. Mm. And, you know, we essentially said, we've got to do it.
Yeah.
It's up to us. It's not going to be created. And so we set up Friends on the Spectrum. We actually had our grand opening March 23rd. So just not too long ago.
Yeah.
And we've been able to, you know, facilitate a few weeks of our social groups. So you've got these children in there. We basically create, you know, these connection opportunities for special needs children ages 2 to 20.
Mm.
And we obviously kind of facilitate those at different times.
Yeah.
And it has been amazing already to see the progress, to see the growth. Lucas, my little guy, came home from school and he goes, is it my group today? It was his group that day.
Yeah.
He now has his own place to be every week, right as rain.
Yeah.
You know, he's tagging along with me for soccer, lacrosse, whatever else. He has his thing just for him. And it's been amazing to see already the excitement and confidence that he has to go and just have a good time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So powerful. So powerful. Talk to me for a second about some of the resources for parents, because talk about being isolated.
Yes.
Often the parents feel isolated, not having answers, wondering about the future. How do we do this? What are some of the things that you're providing for the parents of our friends on the spectrum?
So I'm super grateful. We have been able to, you know, build a partnership with Lori Krasny. So Lori Krasny is a therapist who has over 40 years of experience in working with children on the spectrum. This gal, she is an angel on earth. And, you know, fortunately, my husband Clay and I, 9 years ago, we were able to find this course, this 8-week parent course, where we were able to meet with Lori. And, you know, I remember what really resonated with us that first day. We were going around. She facilitates small groups so you can get kind of vulnerable and share your, you know, specific situations. And after we did that, tears in our eyes, all like shocked and terrified of what lies ahead, Lori said, I want each of you to know your children have incredible potential. They are beautiful souls and they will learn and grow and progress. You just don't understand their operating system. They're kind of like a Mac computer in a PC world.
Yeah.
And I'm going to help you understand their operating system.
I love that.
So you can imagine the relief as a parent and in her sharing that and giving us that vote of confidence to know there is a better way for you to understand these children. She shares perspectives. She provides skills for us as parents that allow us to create meaningful and joyful interactions and connections with our children.
Oh, I love that.
And so I would, you know, Clay and I would both still say this is still 9 years later, the most impactful, you know, training support that we received. And so Lori, she recently retired from her job at one of the school districts in the Valley, and she facilitates this 8-week course for us. We're 4 weeks in now, and the parents just continue to come up like, oh, you could never know.
Yeah.
It's like a mindset shift. It's not just tips and tricks. You view your child differently.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm super grateful for her.
Where can people go to get more information?
Yeah, so you can go to friendsonthespectrum.org. Right at the top of the website, you will see a button that says sign up for social groups, play groups each week. So there's an online scheduling portal there. And also you will be able to look at media clips, you know, situations that have already been, you know, been able to come to fruition for us. Great opportunities there. And then our services, and that will essentially let you know what we offer. And, you know, feel free to reach out to us. Awesome. You can call us directly.
Fantastic. Yeah. Friendsonthespectrum.org is the place to go. This is one of those holy ground spaces where you see these kids come together, often for the first time, feeling connected to something, part of something, a place to go that is their own. It's an extraordinary mission. It's extraordinary organization, extraordinary leadership. Michelle West, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Boyd.
All right. We'll step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll come back. More Inside Sources coming up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.